Game for Thought podcast. Reflections on ethics and gaming. With Ruth and Robin.
Hello everyone, welcome to the first season episode.
The second season.
The prologue episode of Game for Thought. There are a few things different this season, which is why we're making a prologue episode. First off, we will be less tied to panels. We will have more choice in which subjects we cover, which is obviously fun for us and fun for the panel as well, because they get to do their own thing and we get to do our own thing. Woo! And there's also a different person in front of me.
There is also a different person in front of me, because I haven't done a podcast yet. Just once.
Hello, Robin.
Hi. Hello.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Robin. I'm a teacher at Digital Arts and Entertainment. And the reason I've been asked to join here is because I teach game history.
That's not the only reason.
What's the other reason?
You've been here before and we liked it.
Yeah, I've been in before. The second one is up for debate, but thank you very much for asking me back.
You're welcome. When we did a prologue episode last season, we talked about our favorite games. So you get to talk about that now too.
All right. So for everybody listening, I have been put on the spot here. I did not prepare this at all. My favorite games, I'm a huge MMORPG nerd. Now, I gotta preface this by saying I've never been a true gamer, even when growing up. I've always been a film nerd.
Oh, that's fair.
And it's a little bit weird because when I started teaching, there was this one course that was kind of being left behind that someone had to pick up the slack. And I like working and proving myself to be a valuable member of the team. So I said, sure, let me teach that course. What is it about? And it was game history, which to me was uncharted territory. I didn't know a lot about games or game history in general. Now, of course, I mean, I have grown up playing games, but not fanatically. It's not like the majority of my interest and time went to that. I've always been a film nerd when it comes to that. So then in a very short amount of time, I had to get myself acquainted with how have games evolved, what's the progress, what is important in the gaming landscape in order to be able to teach that to our students. So now I'm teaching game history. It's a very daunting thing to teach because most of my students are way more fanatical about games than I am. And then they show up with these random facts and they say, oh, do you know this from this game? And then I always have to nod and I have to say, of course I know that. I teach
I'm
this
all
course.
Knowing.
I have played every single game you talk about, especially that one. So about my favorite games, the games I did play growing up, I like story-based games, you know, the general RPG games.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to admit, I like Japanese RPGs. I grew up on Final Fantasy.
I said Final Fantasy 15, which is considered the worst, one of the worst ones. So, you know, you can't do worse than me.
Final Fantasy 15. I disagree. It is not one of the worst ones.
It's my favorite.
It is a bro trip romance session. It is awesome. It is boy band simulator extreme. I love playing it. The visuals are nice. You get to genuinely care for the characters. I love Final Fantasy games in general. They've always been cutting edge when it comes to technology and the visuals. It's a bit less nowadays, but I remember growing up, Final Fantasy also released those movies, which were, in terms of rendering and 3D, which are also topics I can talk about. They were there. They were beautiful. Beautifully.
Can I ask which one's your favorite then?
I think my favorite, it's two of them, and I honestly can't pick. If you put me on the spot, I'm sure I can pick, but it's either going to be Final Fantasy 8 or 10.
I still have to play both of those. But
you have to play both of them?
My fiancé loves both of them and has been telling me to play them, but I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Eight was the first one I played. I played 8 first, and then I went back, and then I started on 1, 2, 3, and then I went through the entire backlog. I'm not a huge 7 fan, which is what most people are a fan of. It's not my thing.
I tried Remake because I haven't tried the original, and then Remake came out, so I was like, I might as well straight up play Remake, and it didn't really vibe with me. And so many people were upset about that it didn't vibe with me, but I was like, I want to like this, but I, it's not that I don't, because I think the characters are very interesting, but it's mostly the gameplay that didn't vibe with me.
Yeah, I can understand that. It does vibe with me, because it's still Final Fantasy. Yeah. I still like the over-the-top weapons
and
all
that.
Yeah, and
I like where it is, like the setting and the whole thing. It's really cool. Like, I'm very interesting. I have environmental storytelling, really good, and I really like it. But just the gameplay is doing me
I think 8 for me was the best in terms of the story which they told when you progress through it, which we're not going to go in depth. This isn't a Final Fantasy podcast. But 10 for me were the characters. 10, except for the main character, had the best character out of all the Final Fantasies.
Oh, that's nice. I'm excited to eventually play them. I'll let you know if I do.
You have to now. It's an obligation to all our listeners. By the end of the podcast, I'm going to grill Root on
the last episode of the season.
The last episode, or somewhere we're planning on doing a drunken episode. During that episode, I'm going to grill you about either 8 or 10.
Okay. I need to have played one of those by then.
You get to choose.
Okay. Cool. Another thing that is, now that we've talked about Robin's favorite games, do you have a favorite platform, by the way? Any chance? PC, probably?
It has to be PC.
Not a console you grew up on or anything?
I did not grow up on my console. It's a huge, I'm going to say, friendly fighting point between me and my girlfriend. She cannot play on a PC. I cannot play on a console. I
play on both.
It has to be a turn-based game for me to play it on a console, because anything Call of Duty, anything that requires actual skill, I will get demolished in an instant. Not so on PC, but it has to be PC for me.
I'm the opposite. I grew up on PlayStation. So like from my dad had a PlayStation, and then as we grew up, we kept getting the newest one. So I learned to play Call of Duty on a PlayStation. And I only recently moved to PC with Overwatch. I first played Overwatch on PlayStation 4 and got like really far on that. And then I got a new laptop in April, and it could run Overwatch. So I was like, holy shit. So I played for the first time on PC, and I cannot aim for the life of me.
I cannot understand it. It's a lot easier,
like,
taking a mouse and aiming.
I was a sniper main, like a Widowmaker main, so a sniper on console.
Yeah.
But on PC, I can not play hit scans at all, which is the weirdest thing.
There's a reason you usually don't have competitive crossplay, and that's because PC gamers will always beat the shit out of console players.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for you console players out there.
The truth. There's now crossplay in Overwatch, and I like, now that I play on both platforms, I hate it because it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Like, I used to, when I was just console, I was like, oh, I want to play with my friends on PC, you know, I want to be able to do that. And lots of games have added it. Apex Legends has, Overwatch now has, Destiny has.
All the games that are dying are dead.
Destiny's not dying. They only recently announced a new update yesterday.
It's not because you announce an update that you're not dying. No, what I mean with dying is if your servers get
smaller,
a little bit smaller, then you start introducing crossplay in order to merge them together. I think Overwatch is a good one because they're getting Overwatch 2 that's coming out. So they care a little bit less about Overwatch 1.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why they're doing it.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a run out. Like,
it's
for
an extremely long introduction, an episode in and of itself, Final Fantasy and Overwatch.
Exactly. Another thing I need to tell you guys is that we will have some social media for you. There will be a Facebook page and a Twitter page normally, which will be set up by the time, hopefully, this episode comes out. So check that out. Robin, is there anywhere we can find you on the internet?
God, I hope not. No, not really. I mean, on Facebook, I'm not a private person. I'm certain you can do some sleuthing to figure out where I am. People who want to contact me will find a way to do so.
Okay. Well, you can always find me on Twitter at FearTheFairy99. So if you want to, check that out.
Game for Thought podcast. Reflections on ethics and gaming. With Ruth and Robin. And Robin.